Moncrief on News Talk.
2 decades before the famine, around 2,000 people, most of them from the Cork and Limerick area, set off for Canada, where they'd been offered land. That land previously belonged to Native Americans. A new play called The Robinson Experiment looks back at this scheme and will be running at the Schoolyard Theatre in Charleville from September the 15th to the 21st. Cora Fenton is producer of Callback Theatre Company. Afternoon, Cora.
Good afternoon, Sean. It's lovely to be chatting with you today.
Tell us about Peter Robinson. He was a Canadian politician. This was his idea, was it?
Sure. So, like I said, we're doing a play in September called The Robinson Experiment, and this play is written by John. And the play is named after a little known, but like you said there, it was a really important historical event that happened 200 years ago. So I suppose, as your listeners would know, there was mass general kind of emigration in the 19th century by the Irish, and there were also assisted immigration schemes. The Peter Robinson Experiment was one of these assisted immigration schemes, and it was set up by the British to move thousands of impoverished Irish from their homes in the Ballyharra region to the wilds of Upper Canada. And the British government, they tasked one of their employees, a Canadian called Peter Robinson, to lead this assisted immigration scheme. And I suppose that's where the scheme and the play, The Robinson Experiment, got its name. Peter Robinson, he served time as an officer. He was a businessman. He worked for the British government. He was a fur trader. He was a militia officer. He was a politician.
Now, the Canadians, they needed people, I assume. That's why they were offering this land.
So, yeah, I suppose, like, you could ask the question, you know, why did the British set up this assisted immigration scheme? And I suppose the stimulus for the scheme came from a number of factors. So in 1823, there was a lot of unrest in this country at the time. And so the British kind of saw this as a way of getting rid of some, and inverted commas, troublemakers, reduced farmers. And they focused on the disturbed baronies of North Cork. And also, there was people who, you know, they had a lot of skill, but they just didn't have means of making an income. So the North Cork area in particular was classed as a disturbed barony and seen as a way to kind of get rid of, I suppose, maybe perhaps troublesome kind of tenants in mm-hmm. the eyes of the landlords. And then in Upper Canada at the time, there was a lot of uncultivated land, and the British saw this maybe as a way to cultivate the land, to develop the land and the country, and hopefully down the line to be an economical, viable scheme in the long run.
Yeah.
And then also the territories in Canada had been at war with North America a few years beforehand. So the British may have also seen a relocation of Irish as one way of, you know, bolstering their numbers and enhancing their army in case of future future conflict.
Okay. Yeah. And how much land was offered to each successful applicant?
So this scheme, like I said, it was assisted. So two ships left the Port of Cove for Upper Canada in 1823. And this was kind of the test run. So the people were then on board were assisted. They were provided with free passage. They were provided with free food on board. And then for this experiment, they were given 70 acres of land. It would be theirs. They would own this land. They were given tools. And they were also given an animal or two, you know, a cow, to help them to cultivate the land. So, but when they went first, so the trip, I suppose, would have taken maybe 6 weeks to do. So to leave from Cove, they left from the Port of Cove and they arrived over across the Atlantic over to Canada. But then they had further trips to do and they had to get up the rivers and they were fairly rough as well, like, you know, not like you'd have now. So they would have landed then in Upper Canada. But the land kind of was uncultivated, so they had a tough first six months because they had to fell trees, they had to build their houses. You know, there was nothing there for them, so it took them about 6 months of really hard, tough labor to get the land, and then they got their lots. You know, the 70 acres, and they would own them, so it was worth it. But like, can you imagine? Like, even I googled it earlier, actually. To go from Charleville now, where the play is going on and where a lot of people would have left from, to go from Charleville to Cove would have taken them 2 days, 50 miles. And kind of the people that they were encouraged to do the to do the immigration was you'd be under 45, and they liked a kind of a family unit, so maybe a husband and wife and children. But you can imagine, like, the trip would, like, some, you know, looking at the ship list, they had like up to 8 children, and some of them might be little babies and, you know, and teenagers and stuff, and heading off back then to walk 50 miles to get on a ship and trying to entertain the kids on the ship and to try to feed themselves for 6 weeks, and then up along a river in Canada, they had to, like, you know, some of the barges, they had to make smaller barges so that they could all fish on, you know, on board and get up there. And then it wasn't like, after all that, it still wasn't ready, you know. So then they had to turn around and fell trees and they had to get used to a new country, you know, because when in 1823, when Peter Robinson came over, he had a bit of a job to get him to go, because this wasn't in their radar. You know, Canada, like, was wild at the time. The word went out that there were bears, there were wolves. You know, would they be eaten? You know, what was the weather like? You know, all that was kind of going on in their heads. So, you know, and it was a once-off trip. If they were going, they weren't coming back. So, you know, this was all going on for them in the first trip in 1823. And the play plays out, John's play plays out with all this in the background and the social and economical pressures at the time.
Yeah. But having said that, though, I mean, there were, you know, 2,000 odd places, but, like, loads of people did apply. They wanted to go.
Ah, well, in 1823, this was the test run. So in 1823, they had a job to get people going.
Right.
About 2 ships left. Word obviously came back through letters and everything that this was real. This was a really once in a lifetime opportunity. So when the second part of the experiment was to happen in 1825, and there were 2,000 places, 50,000 people applied from our area. So, like, it was a success, like 50,000. It was, you know, it was a lottery. And so obviously word came back, and you know, and when you think of it, Sean, you mentioned it earlier. Like, thank God for the ones who did go, because 20 years later, you had the Great Famine, so...
Yeah, yeah. And so, are there now, to this day, parts of Ontario where you'll encounter a lot of Irish surnames?
Oh, they're all over the shop. They're all over the shop, yeah. They prospered, and a lot of them are still living on the land. A lot of the descendants from the original settlers are still working the land and living the land. And apparently now... I think I read, like, there's up on 100,000 Irish living in Canada now. So yeah, they prospered. And what's lovely is we're kind of one part of this commemoration, 200-year commemoration that's happening in September. And it's lovely. There's going to be about up to 150 Canadian descendants of the original settlers coming over to meet the community here of the Ballyhara region and to meet the people and I guess to walk the land and see the mountains of their original ancestors. And they're very proud, and there's great Irish communities and great Irish heritage. And Amanda Slattery from Ballyhara, she's just flying over as we speak, I think, from a week of commemoration events over there. And they're so proud of their Irish heritage over there, and there's Irish music, and there's Irish, you know, Irish has been used. And apparently the original settlers, they helped set up Peterborough. They helped build the Catholic churches. They helped the areas to prosper. So it's fabulous. And we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, you know? Indeed. Yeah, I must say it was the first time I've heard of it. Cora, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That play, The Robinson Experiment, will be running at the Schoolyard Theatre in Charleville, County Cork, from September the 15th to the 21st.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.